This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Employment numbers for August are out this morning. 96,000 jobs were created last month. That's far less than was forecast. The unemployment rate did tick down a bit to 8.1%. We bring in Mitchell Hartman now for a quick synopsis of the report. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, Stacey.
So, Mitchell, what are we seeing in this report?
Well, like you said, 96,000 new jobs. Economists have been predicting more like 130,000.
Yeah.
As always, there are some sectors continuing to hire. Healthcare up by 17,000 jobs. Professional and business services up 27,000. Eating and drinking establishments, I guess that's waiters and such, up about the same. And we had some disappointments. Manufacturing was down 15,000. Temp employment also fell. That's probably a sign permanent hiring also isn't about to ramp up. And government down another 7,000. That's state and local government layoffs, including teachers. A final note, unemployment was nearly 25% for teenagers. 40% of the unemployed have been looking for 6 months or longer.
Thank you, Mitchell.
You're welcome.
Now, for some analysis on these numbers, we turn to Chris Lowe, chief economist at FTN Financial here in New York. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So, Chris, what's your reaction to this report?
Well, it's disappointing. You know, it's especially disappointing because yesterday we had some job numbers that looked quite a bit better than this, but these are the official data, and this is what it shows. The mix of jobs, not so hot. We had big losses in manufacturing, actually the biggest decline since the summer of 2010. We had losses in mining, which is people who are exploring for oil and gas. That's down because natural gas prices are down. The service sector held up okay. Government cut jobs too. But, you know, the thing is, there's just no standouts here. 100,000 jobs, it's not enough.
Well, Chris, what about the unemployment rate? It did tick down from 8.3% to 8.1%. That wasn't expected. Is that good news?
Well, you know, yeah, we sort of jumped on that one as at last a ray of sunshine in this report. But then if you look at it, what you see is that the unemployment rate was down only because about 370,000 people dropped out of the labor force. They're so discouraged, they stopped looking. The number 7 million now who are out of the labor force saying they want work is the highest since the government started tracking that statistic.
Well, Chris, will this report possibly push the Federal Reserve to pump more stimulus money into the U.S. economy?
It certainly increases the odds. And I think, you know, looking at the stock market, which is basically unchanged right now, that's what people are clinging to. That and the fact that, yeah, it's a bad number, but it's not dismal. I think Bernanke's going to have to fight hard for it, but he will get another round of stimulus before the end of the year.
That's Federal Reserve Chief Ben Bernanke. And that is Chris Lowe, chief economist with FTN Financial. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.